We're here.
We sure are.
Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Boxing Day, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Winter Solstice from your friends at Geekly Reveal. It's that show that brings you all the news that you care about on a weekly, geekly basis.
We're even in the same room this time.
We're actually in the same room. It's the connection between states. New Pit City is back together. We are here. And as always, it's me, it's your boy, Dom, a.k.a. Brother Dom all over the internet, a.k.a. the Content King, a.k.a. For Broco, a.k.a. Evgeny Ballin, a.k.a. Commissioner Gordon Ramsay, a.k.a. Tuxedo Flask, a.k.a. Hot Pilgrim, and all the other things, a.k.a. the Nerd Nick Cannon, Soldier 70, Switch, Danny Fandom, man. Gabriel Raise the Roof, the Patreon Pusher, all of them, a.k.a. Trill a Trill, and once again, I am joined by the leanest, the meanest, the cleanest, the least obscenest co-host. Would you like to tell the people who you are?
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
That's the podcast, y'all. We did it. We actually did it.
I'm Steph. You know that. I'm Captain Steph on Twitter. I'm Snowqueer on Tumblr, which, you know, hasn't really changed that much in my user experience.
The Tumblr experience?
IDK. Since December 17th. Shrug.
Hentai's gone, so am I. I am like Samuel Jackson.
There are no more metaphorical snakes on this metaphorical plane, and so I am outie.
No more ball pits.
The ball pit is
actually
eternal.
That's good. That's good. We don't need any more ball pits, only the one.
So yeah.
How you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. I slept until 12:30. I had Chinese food, and then hot dog shop, and then dinner with my fam, and then I saw a ballet, so now I'm here drinking with you, so.
What was the ballet? What did you see today? I already know, but, you know.
It was the Nutcracker, which Pittsburgh does every year at Christmas, as I assume probably all ballets do every year at Christmas, because it's a big Christmas dealio, but.
Makes sense.
The Pittsburgh one is pretty cool because they use a lot of, like, Pittsburgh area stuff in it, like the Kaufman's toy book that was, like, a thing, and, like, when the snowflakes are dancing, it's, like, a view from Mount Washington, so you can see the point in the background. And,
well, that's
like,
lovely.
The, all sorts of, like, the house is, like, a historic house on Shadyside, and there's all sorts of little Easter egg-y kind of things that are reminiscent of the Pittsburgh area, so it's a cool deal.
That's awesome. That sounds like a lovely, lovely day. I, on the other hand, woke up kind of late today very nicely. Went to get breakfast with my partner. Took a nap on her couch while she played XCOM 2. And then I came home and started doing laundry and cleaning up and get ready to stream. Because that's what we're here to do. Yes. It's our annual holiday episode. It's also Geekly Reveal number 69.
Nice.
So... if you all haven't heard one of our holiday episodes before, it's a non-denominational holiday in which we just drink, do a little bit of Geekly Reveal, and then we answer some questions.
Yes, we got some good ones.
We got some good ones. So to get started, we're going to do a shot. I'm drinking out of my lovely Sonic the Hedgehog I Always Finish First shot glass, and he's winking, so I don't know what's going on.
That's a little suggestive. Just a little bit 69 nice.
Yeah.
And I've got a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle shot glass with Michelangelo on it.
There it is.
Good old Mikey.
So, you know, we want to just give a little cheers to all the people who have been listening and supporting us, not only this past year, it's been a while. But everyone who supported us, whether a little bit or a lot throughout the years, throughout the months or weeks or days, to the first person we've seen in real life that has recognized somebody from the podcast that didn't know you before, it's Steph from the podcast. And that was really cool. So big shout outs to our buddy Mike, and cheers to many more years to Geekly Reveal. It's Fireball. I had.
He made a mistake. He had Fireball. I had Bailey's. It's not really a shotting, like a shooting kind of drink, but
no,
it goes down a lot easier when you're like knocking them back to get drunk for your podcast episode.
Yeah, yeah. And what are you drinking? Just to pass the time. Let's tell people what we're drinking.
I've got. I'm on my second of three Strongbows. each of them topped up with. At least a shot and a half of Fireball. I call them a stronger bow. Pretty solid.
That's a good drink. And I am drinking a Hanukkah beer. Hanukkah Past the Beer. It's a golden ale with cocoa nibs. 8 malts, 8 hops, 8% alcohol. So, like I said, we celebrate lots of holidays over here, even if we are Christmas celebrators. But how was your since we primarily celebrate Christmas, we can jump in that real quick. How was your Christmas?
My Christmas is pretty good. My mom's been really busy the last week, so we kind of banded together. We just had her sort out which presents went to which person, and we all wrapped each other's presents for her. And I cooked a bulk of Christmas dinner yesterday, which was
Very nice.
a new experience for me. And I got a Switch. I'm pretty excited about it. All I have so far is Mario Kart, because Super Smash Bros. Is sold out on Amazon, so
You gotta try the
I have to.
GameStops
Yeah, so I'm
around
gonna
here.
have to go to a physical location to purchase this. I mean, I didn't actually get the physical Switch until this morning, so I haven't had a chance to go get Smash Bros. Yet, but.
I actually bought, I pre-ordered it to the GameStop near my house actually, but they had a lot of stuff that was like amiibo and various peripherals that I'm like, aren't you supposed to sell out? But it's in a really weird, inconvenient place. So like, Southwestern PA isn't like the mecca of gamers or people, and there's so much online stuff now that they're like, there's no more. Like, I'm sure you could probably go find like a one of
There's a
those.
GameStop a block from my apartment in New York, so I probably just hit that up
Well,
when I
New
get
York's a,
home.
like a real place.
True,
I'm
but
like in a suburb of a small city.
I mean, like, is the Crown Heights Utica stop
Who knows?
GameStop gonna be sold out? IDK, I'll call them tomorrow.
It's like 3 weeks after the game came out. People should be good. And a week
That's what
after
I'm saying.
Christmas, we should have it. That's good. I got some nice stuff, some software to make some music for y'all, some headphones and clothes.
Nice. Yeah, I got some clothes, got some Funko Pops. Finally got my Hanzo to complement my McCree.
Very good.
Hopefully Hanzo will stand up on his fucking own, unlike my McCree, which I have to lean against the books at my desk.
I was gifted another Lucio Funko Pop. So
Your friends just know
this is
you.
the second time someone has given me a Lucio Funko Pop, and unlike some of the other characters, he doesn't have variants, so I just have to unbox Lucio Funko Pops, and I am very appreciative of both. So I'm gonna put one up at work, even though I have like kind of a weird communal space that's not really the kind of place you'd put that stuff. But so Christmas was nice. I did Christmas Eve with the girlfriend and with her
Nice,
family
nice.
to a Chinese restaurant or buffet.
Nice.
I eat squid or
Ooh.
octopus. Once I her dad always suggests I eat a piece of octopus because he likes it. I don't love it. It tastes like linguine salad to me, and the texture's all weird, but it's good, and I love tradition, so it's very fun.
Nice. Is it the they're Italian, aren't they? The dad and her grandpa
Half
is.
of, yeah, half time.
Yeah.
So it's, loving person, and we went over a family friend's house for Christmas. I went home, saw the mom and dad, saw our big old pup, and then went over family friends and
Good old
drank
pup.
profusely.
Nice.
We also made White Russians. Well,
Nice.
my brother and the host made White Russians. I just garnished the rim with
Your excellent garnishing
I'm
skills.
so good at garnishing. The rim was obviously you have to use sugar, but sugar,
You're so
cocoa
good at
powder,
rims.
and I'm the rim king. Quote me now. I'm the rim king. Episode 69. Nice. We're in here. We ended up. No, but it's cocoa powder, sugar, and like crumbled up cookies,
Ooh,
and then we like
shit.
put whipped cream on top of the White Russian and sprinkled some stuff on top.
So that fucked you up pretty bad.
Not me. I didn't drink them.
Oh, okay, I was
I
gonna
was like,
say.
I had some milk stouts, and I think I was paying for it today, so that's why the stream didn't start at 4 p.m. But let's get into some of the episode stuff. Like, let's look at these some of
Talk
the
about some
questions, some of
things.
the topics. What if we could probably do like some end of the year stuff if we want, but let's go through what happened in like the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, since we didn't deliver last week, I'm
Last
sorry,
week
man.
was.
It was a rough week. Christmas party's out the ass,
It's
like.
understandable. We had some as well, so. And then Thursday, I had my company Christmas party. One of the. Well, actually, a lot of the higher up people at our facility are retiring or moving to other locations, so I'm like, we're going to have no leadership for a while. This is. I say great sarcastically because it's always nice when the boss isn't around, but you want that boss to exist.
Yeah.
Now we're not gonna have some
You
bosses, but
want the boss to exist, just not be like hovering.
yes. So, lots of holiday stuff, but let's since we're doing a 69 hashtag nice episode, let's just start with the thirst. Let's
Okay.
just jump off. Men in Black International. How was that trailer?
Whew.
How what did that trailer do to you as a person?
That trailer changed me. I'm a new person.
Welcome.
So the Men in Black 2 trailer, or I guess it's 4, Men in Black International. It's Tessa Thompson in London joining the London branch of Men in Black with Chris Hemsworth, both of them wearing perfectly tailored suits. The day the trailer dropped, my entire Twitter was just like, please pray for your bisexual friends on this difficult day.
It's it was weird. It's I'm still working with a lot of this stuff, Steph, if I'm being honest with you. I don't know how to process a lot of this lifestyle that I now live. Sexuality is not a lifestyle, but as bi people, we have a bit of a lifestyle because we're like vegans. We're just better than everybody. And
That's true.
yeah, Chris Hemsworth and Tessa Thompson are good-looking people in a way that I'm like, I'm not attracted to you. But then I think of all the telltale signs of me being attracted to someone. I'm like, nope, I am. It's
Nope,
I
nope,
just
nope, nope.
I just express it different than other people. They looked good.
They look so good. And I love the Men in Black franchise.
It's cheesy and good.
It's cheesy and good in like the best way. And like this movie, it's a fresh reboot in the fact that like it will probably have like Easter eggs and like vague references to the New York Men in Black, but
I mean, even the trailer kind of did.
like the continuity is there, but it's completely new characters in a different setting, so you can start fresh with it, which I think is a great like marketing move.
Yeah, like the
And like
worms are still there, and it seems like it's taking place after the other stuff, and
yeah, but I just Chris Hemsworth is so fucking funny. He has such good comedic
he's a
timing.
reboot master.
He really is. He was in the Ghostbusters reboot. He was hilarious in that.
I heard he was one of the parts that people liked a little bit more.
And like,
But I haven't seen that, but I mean,
but
it's Chris.
it's Chris. It's Chris. You know, speaking of Chris, real fast digression.
Oh, who would have
I know, I'm shocked.
thought?
We were discussing in my house the other day why there isn't a Tom discourse in the same way that there is a Chris discourse about superhero movies. Because there's Tom Holland and Tom Hiddleston and Tom Hardy and another Tom that we were talking about.
I don't know any of the Toms.
There's another Tom. I'm gonna look it up.
Okay, I think that's because of distance, and yeah, 'cause like Tom, what's the little guy's name? Spider-Man, I just forgot.
Tom
Tom
Holland.
Holland. He was so further after Tom Hiddleston had made a name.
True.
And also they're not both like American. Tom Holland's not American, is he?
No, he's
So they're both British, so I
British.
guess. And then, I think they were just so far apart, and they don't play typical characters
Similar
either.
characters,
Yeah,
yeah.
like Chris Pine, Chris Pratt, Chris Hemsworth, Chris Evans. They're all kind of like averageish white dudes, like in their feeling, not necessarily how they are. They're not average
Yeah.
guys at all. But then you look at like Tom Holland. He's kind of the kid one. He's a little bit younger. Then Tom Hiddleston's like, oh, I'm fancy and British, you know. So I feel like you don't get the same vibe from them, and they don't both seem
Oh,
like
Tom
Tom.
Felton, who has not been in, who's from Harry Potter, who has not been in a superhero movie but was in the Flash TV show.
Oh, okay. I mean, it's separate, I guess. And
Yeah.
then Tom Hardy's like in Venom, which is like not MCU, but it's Marvel. So I think that's
Yeah.
why this is separate, you know.
Yeah.
I guess Chris Pine's not in Marvel yet, is he?
He's not in Marvel. He's the voice of of Miles Universe Spider-Man, the 1610 Spider-Man in Into the Spider-Verse.
Okay, but he hasn't been in
But he
MCU
hasn't been
yet.
an MCU
Okay,
movie.
he was in Wonder Woman. Okay, wouldn't it be funny if he made like a cameo? No, Captain Marvel wasn't. That was World War II.
Captain Marvel is 90s.
Yeah. Okay, so it's
So
nine.
yeah, Wonder Woman's World
Okay,
War I.
so he wouldn't be there.
But he's in the Wonder Woman 87 movie somehow, so at least he's in some pictures from it. So I don't know how that works.
We'll learn some
Maybe it's
stuff.
just a flashback or hallucination or something, but I DK.
But Men in Black
But Men in
looks
Black,
good.
I'm really excited.
Let's look at this from a social justice warrior standpoint, right? Where's the knockback going to be? I don't think there's going to be any. There shouldn't be
There
because
really shouldn't be
we've
because there's
established that
still.
black people and women are already in the Men in Black. That's been
Yeah.
established.
That's been established. I mean, Will Smith was the lead of the first one,
He
so
was
it's
the lead of
already.
all of them, right?
Yeah, of, like, so,
Okay.
like,
And
the.
they've always had like women, like lieutenants and stuff. So
And,
like a
like,
black woman's a logical.
the logical
No,
next step.
there's a black woman, Coley, like the romantic interest still, but wasn't like the plot of the second. No,
I don't remember a single thing about the second one. The only thing I remember about the third one is that,
they
like.
went back in time.
They went back in time in the third one?
Yeah, they went back to the space shuttle launch.
They did what?
Yeah, they went back. It was a whole. That was like the main emotional beat, and it actually was like very touching.
Because I thought the third one was where they were trying to get Kay out of retirement to fight that lady in
I
lingerie in
think that
Central
was the
Park.
second one, because the first one dealt with Orion's belt, I think, right?
Yeah, the first one is the Edgar the bug guy,
The
the
bug
cockroach
guy. So I
guy.
think there was like a black romantic lead in the first one.
Men in Black 2. The first one is a lady, or it's a white lady.
As a romantic lead or
Is
as a
there
bad
is the
guy?
is the romantic lead. She's the what she works in the morgue.
I thought she was just
And
there.
then she joins. Well, she's kind of, it's like one of those things like in Jurassic Park where like there's a male lead and a female lead, but they have some tension, but they never act on it kind of thing. But she joins the Men in Black at the end, the
Yeah.
white lady.
That's the first one?
That's the first one. She works in the morgue. She cuts open the alien who has Orion's belt.
Huh. But who was the woman who had
Rosario Dawson is in Men in
yes.
Black 2.
Rosario Dawson is in Men in Black 2?
Yes, and she's trying to find her parents, maybe?
Who's the person who had Orion as the
Memory.
cat?
That's in the first movie.
Yeah,
That's
who
the old
no.
white guy.
He's the one who had the cat.
He had the cat. He was like a alien, and he got killed in a restaurant.
Oh, I'm
They
confusing the
ate
endings because I
diamonds.
feel like the endings are so similar.
At the end of that, at the end
I
of
am remembering
Orion,
Rosario
yeah.
Dawson. Okay, I thought she was in the
No.
first one. Oh man, the third one's the only one that sticks out to me because it's so different.
No memory of Rosario Dawson in this movie. What's the plot?
In the
Bring
second
me
one,
the plot
right?
of the second one. Yeah, I know. I remember she.
The
Okay,
evil alien
yeah,
wants to like.
that's needs help so he can sent to find Agent K and restore his memory.
Yeah, that's like the main plot, and then he gets it back, so.
And Laura Flynn Boyle is the bad guy. Yes, she's the sexy bad guy.
We made it. We
We
did it.
got there.
Who's gonna be the bad guy of Men in Black International? Like, what's it gonna be?
Probably an alien.
Okay.
I don't
I mean,
know.
like, as a person, like.
Like, who's going to play them?
Yeah, like, what kind of a person? Is it gonna be like a Chris Evans type? Is it gonna be like a Samuel Jackson type?
Don't know. I mean, it's typically someone. I mean, like, the Men in Black 2 villain was like a femme fatale, and the Men in Black 1 villain was like a zombie man, like a cockroach in a human suit. So, like.
The third guy was just like the skulker from Danny Phantom. He was just like an assassin.
Oh, so here's the facts.
Okay, bring me the
I
facts.
never saw Men in Black 3. It's the one with Josh Brolin in it who plays Thanos.
Is he the bad guy?
He plays young K, like young Tommy Lee
Oh
Jones.
yeah. You should actually
That's
watch that movie. It's touching in a way that doesn't deserve to be.
cool. Okay, that's why I was confused.
Also, that's Pitbull did the song for
Of fucking
the
course
trailer.
he did.
Just like you did the Aquaman one, which we haven't
Oh.
had a chance to talk
Oh my
about. Do you want
God.
to just transition
Let's
to
jump
that
to
bullshit?
Aquaman.
Men in Black International, very good. Love your bisexual friends. Go see it. Put Chris Hemsworth and Tessa Thompson in any movie they want to be in.
Especially movies where they fight aliens together and crack jokes.
Just, I don't care what they're doing.
True.
Cheers to that. Let's talk about the damn Iron Man. Whoa, that's weird. Yeah, let's talk, or
Damn Iron
not the
Man?
Iron Man.
The opposite of iron
The opposite of iron, I don't think
is
is water.
water.
I don't know if that's how that.
Don't you know anything about science,
Don't you know
Dom?
anything about Pokemon? It's fire. Any the grass man. Because the grass
Grassman.
is Groot.
Groot is the
Groot is strong against
grassman.
Aquaman. You heard it here first, folks. No, Aquaman. So before we even talk about Aquaman, do you want to talk about Pitbull appropriating Africa?
Oh
See,
man.
ladies and gentlemen and gentle people, this is why we don't like cultural appropriation. Pretty much this.
So, my friends. So I saw Aquaman on last week, on Saturday, with my fam because my mom was paying for it and otherwise I wouldn't have seen it. And like, as movies go, it was okay. There were a lot of logical loopholes where I was like, this doesn't make sense, but I'll take it. Jason Momoa is very good to look at.
Sure.
Hot take, Amber Heard is just like a more emotive, less problematic Scarlett Johansson. She looks very similar, sounds very similar, looks very hot with red hair. But she's never played an Asian person, and she can actually emote.
That's huge.
So,
Keeping it real.
keeping it real, Amber Heard's a babe. Movie was bad. In an enjoyable way, very exciting, special effects and that sort of thing. The cameo spoiler alert, skip ahead like 15 seconds if you want to miss that. The cameo we discussed on a previous episode that Julie Andrews has in Aquaman is as a kraken, like a giant fucking sea monster, like kaiju business. So that's pretty fun. Never expected to hear that. But in one, so they're I think like one of the flaws of the movie is they take a long time to get from beat to beat and like quest to quest. And one of the things they have to do is, which I think that we saw in a trail in one of the later trailers, was they have to take this like Codex cylinder dude into the desert, to a place that was once a sea to.
Here's what I found on the web
Oh,
recently.
sorry,
Oh,
Siri. Hi, Siri.
Siri. There it is. We did it.
To
That's taken
take.
a long time to get one of those, like a Siri summon.
Yeah, right. To hear what this cylinder has to say, because it's like a Betamax tape, I guess, that it only will play in this one place with this one technology. So, as they fly over the Sahara, music starts to play. And at first, it's Pitbull rapping. And then it transitions into a cover of Africa, because that's what the kids like these days, is Africa by Toto, but apparently with Mr. Worldwide rapping over the verses.
Is it commented on?
No, it's background music. It's not
Yeah.
like they're playing on the.
Oh, it's not.
It's not
Okay.
like playing on like a
It's not di
radio or
it's
something in
non-diegetic.
movie. Yeah,
Okay.
it's like it's over. It's like a over.
Have you heard that before? Like non-diegetic and that
No, I
kind
have
of.
no idea what that
Oh,
means.
di I might have it backwards, but diegetic means that you can hear what the characters are hearing. So if you ever see like those nice movies where they're playing a song and then a character will turn the radio off, that means it's diegetic. They can hear what you hear. Non-diegetic
Interesting.
means it's outside of the fourth wall. Which,
Cool.
fun fact, I don't know. Just wondering if.
That's a good word. I learned a thing
Yeah.
today.
Hey, cool. Congratulations. I've made the world a slightly better place.
It's always exciting when you teach me a word thing.
Why is that?
Because I'm the word person
You're
and
the
you're
word
the
person.
science and math
Yeah, but this was a
person.
science slash arty thing. I
True.
just happen to know a word for it. Ludonarrative dissonance, everyone's favorite quote. So curious. So because it
I
may
just
have
like.
worked if Aquaman would have commented on it, but like, ugh, kids
Yeah.
these days.
Well, like, literally, like, I heard Pitbull rapping, and my brother was on one side, and my sister was on the other side, and I went like this, like, poof, and grabbed both of them. I was like, wait for it, because they didn't
We've
know.
talked about it before, I think, or we were going to mention it on an episode.
Yeah.
It's mixed so poorly, like it's a poorly made song, let alone a bad song.
Yeah.
I am all for rappers or whatever Pitbull considers himself to sample music. I like that. But it wasn't done in a way like I think I listened to like Anthony Fantano. He's like, so not only did somebody have to let this slide from an audio level, this had to go to like record execs and then like movie execs and then be like, this is fine. It's like, why? It's not fine. What that means.
Hi friends. I just want to make sure that we're actually recording. I don't remember Don hitting the button to say that we're recording as well as streaming, but I don't understand any of this software, so.
Oh, gotcha.
Should it say stream start soon if we're
No, I always forget to change
streaming?
that. We're here. We in here.
We in here, guys. Hi,
So I
it's
don't have to go
us.
through all the other steps,
Sorry,
but
I'm just this is my first time seeing all of these things, so I'm just a little overwhelmed.
so you heard some clicks, fam, but behind the curtain, what you're hearing is some clicks. So part of why I wanted to do the stream, and here's how the sausage is made. It's easier for me to edit if I can just export a stream. So I'm not currently recording anything. I did not click record. So you're
Okay,
correct.
so I'm correct,
Yeah, but
but it's
what?
not bad.
Yeah, I'm not sure what you. Yeah, but
I was just
while.
worried it was gonna, like, we were just talking into the ether and no one would ever have the recording of it.
Nope. So YouTube while I'm recording, and I'm like, bam, give me that, and then I just pop it through some filters, gussy it up, make it real nice. It's gonna be even better today, because we're not playing music on the background. Just
Excelente.
you see that no pl now playing, and there's nothing. Mwah! And so yeah, so this will count.
Okay, just wanted to make sure.
It's good.
Just.
Look, it's good to have friends who are worried because as much as we like having a conversation, there's a slight level of being on
Yeah.
that you don't do when it's just homies.
Yeah, true.
Which that said, we're still this is still very much I'm only slightly projecting in a different way, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
It's hard to get used to.
Yeah,
I
I
think we've
mean, I
been
feel
doing it.
like you not it's not code switching, but like vocal fry kind of in a different way when you're when I'm recording as opposed to.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to NPR.
I'm Sarah Koenig, and this is Serial. Hi, everyone. I'm Phoebe Judge. This is
Murder's
Criminal.
fun when it's not happening to me. That's what Serial's about, right?
Yeah.
No,
Hey, guys.
no, there. It's
I'm Charles W. Chuck Bryan. That's Josh over there.
Hey guys, it's me. It's Austin Walker, and I am joined by Danielle Riendo. Are we just gonna shout out all the podcasts we like? Let's just do it. Let's just show for people that like. Look, Austin Walker, Danielle Riendo, Patrick Klepek, Rob Zachney,
It's a Grimly Keeper
Natalie.
podcast. We love to laugh at the darkness. But we would never laugh at the rich cultures.
Hey, what's up, Conrad? Thanks for being on our episode that one day. Funny story. So it's nice when you watch other people's work that you listen to, and then you like see them disagree with something that you feel.
The
You're like,
presenting sponsor of Pod Save America.
oh
Sorry.
no, what am I gonna do? Previous guest on the show, Conrad Zimmerman, does a show with Jim Sterling, and they do a movie show. And they talked about a movie. I'm like, no, I actually like that movie. And they were not fans of that movie. And I'm like, ah, shucks. I still stand by my opinions, but all their opinions were right. Except one tiny thing I disagreed with. And I'm like, yeah, this movie is a little dated. Yeah, they're all terrible people. And like, you're supposed to agree with them. I'm like, no, that's cool. We're different.
We got into an argument in the car on the way here from the ballet because I, like part of so the second act of the Nutcracker, the first act of the Nutcracker, the Maria, the main character, receives this Nutcracker for Christmas and imagines this whole like fight between the like the mice in her house and the Nutcracker and all the toys, and it's like a little war, and like it's implied that like her like mysterious godfather slash uncle-ish character is has cast a spell on her because he does all sorts of magic tricks that she's actually like shrunk down to the size of a Nutcracker and is part of this like mice war. And then in the second act, the Nutcracker, who's been transformed back into a prince, takes her to like fairylands to say like this girl like helped me win the war, like she's worthy of our praise, and all of the like different people dance for her, like in like a like thank you for being so good, like kind of
Thank you
way.
for being a friend.
Exactly. And but like there are two parts that make me a little bit anxious. Because it's there's like milkmaids who do like a dance with like some little kids dressed as sheep, and there are like flowers who do like a dance with a sugar plum fairy, and then there are actual cultures. There's Russian people who do like a Russian dance. There's Spanish people who do like a Spanish dance. And then there's Arabian people who do like a really sexy Arabian dance. Always white people are cast as the Arabians in my experience. And Chinese people who do like a very like bowing and bouncing and like bent knees and like very like if you've ever seen like a it's not even like this isn't Chinese, but like, if you ever seen like a statue of like Vishnu or something from Hinduism, it's
Yeah.
like with the arms up and
It's very
stuff,
like
angles and
yeah,
stuff,
like angle dances, which is I think most cultures do that except for European culture,
and it's just
actually.
like it's almost always white people, and like the Pittsburgh Ballet Theater is like probably half Asian, half white, and one black lady and one black guy, and like. So there's enough Asian people.
They could have
They could cast like
sprinkled some people
sprinkled
in.
some Asian people into that role, like especially because and like the Nutcracker is a rare show within the Pittsburgh Ballet Theater that they do like from December 3rd through the 27th. They have shows every night, as opposed to when they have a regular performance. It's like three like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then it's over.
Oh, right.
So like. The cast is so revolving, like it's different people play different roles like every third night.
So, I mean, even if you try to set something up, it could just go to hell, and you're
It could,
like,
yeah,
ah.
exactly. But like, it's just like, I feel a little awkward about it. And we got into it in the car because Emily was like, my sister was like, maybe the Chinese people don't want to play that character. Maybe they want to play someone else. And I was like, well, it was really cool that the one black guy in the the ballet troupe was playing Uncle Drosselmeyer, the like the main character who does all of the who kind of orchestrates the whole deal, and I thought that was really cool because first time I've seen a black guy in a main role in a ballet, which I was like, and like I just went like she was in a bit of a confrontational mood, so I didn't want to explain to her how like reverse racism doesn't exist, and how like she was like, do the Russian people have to be played by Russians? And I was like,
that's one of those things that's like once you I don't know how to put it, once you get woke and now you have to start doing like the reverse woke and anti reverse woke is like, that's a good point. Two.
Like, should the milkmaids be paid by real milkmaids? And I was like, that's not an ethnicity. It's not a marginalized people.
But I do see where it gets weird when you're like, oh, you're the Chinese actress or you're the black actress. You can only do these roles. Or
yeah,
you have
she
to.
Was like, so like you I don't want to pinpoint them into those.
Yeah. So it's a valid point, but it's still one that should be asked.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like we've all been getting in the conversation, when do you separate the art from the artist?
Yeah.
And the conclusion is, you can't tell people what to do because we all make exceptions.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good to talk about it. Like,
yeah.
Should you listen to R. Kelly's Bump and Grind? I don't know. The song kind of goes.
Yeah, but R. Kelly's remix to Ignition slaps, but
R. Kelly's objectively, like it's not even up to decision, is a bad dude to the point that like, if you're like,
the man should be in jail.
The man should be in jail. But like, is he a talented music maker? Yeah. Are some of his songs possibly about the garbage he does? Possibly.
Like,
I don't want to give him any money, but if there was a way to rep
like
the song,
like if I torrented that shit, then I'm gonna
listen
to it.
But
like,
then other people
the
hear it and
time,
they're like, I'm hearing his ideals. And like, oh no.
Like even at the same time, like Remix Musician versus like Lady Gaga featuring R. Kelly, like, do what you want with my body. I was like, no!
Yeah, that's
Lady Gaga, don't you know this man?
Yeah.
You don't want him to do what he wants with your body.
Ironically, that is consent, if you're saying,
yeah,
please do
what
you
saying,
want.
Do it, yeah.
But it's R. Kelly, it's gross. Like, I don't want to hear the song to the point that she knew to make a remake.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, I'm not here to social justice war my way and telling you what to do and not to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying, let's have the conversation.
Yeah,
Eminem says some problematic stuff. Is he one of the best rappers of all time? Absolutely. But it's like, hey, maybe you should stop dropping the F-bomb so bad. Like, I think we can say that and still recognize him. And
yeah.
It's kind of like, hey, the black actors shouldn't have to only play the black roles.
Yeah.
But they should be able to.
But yeah.
What's
but
the right answer?
If you're going to have a black role in your show, it's worth it to consider them for it.
Yeah. And if they say no, cool.
Yeah.
But it's worth the consideration. And that's
yeah.
kind of where we're at, which we got there through Men in Black? No, through Aquaman.
Aquaman, yes. So Aquaman...
how do we get through Aquaman? Through Pitbull? Is this Pitbull's fault?
We're talking about Pitbull, and we're talking about appropriation, and I don't know.
I said it half as
there.
A joke, like, but this is why
yeah,
it's bad,
like,
because we lost all the magic of Africa, and Africa's been covered by so many people.
Yeah.
Ninja Sex Party did a beautiful cover.
Like, here's the thing. The fact is, like, they talk about the Serengeti, it's nowhere near the Sahara. I don't know why it came up in that, except for, like, it being the meme. Like Shuri saying, what are those? Like, it came after the fact and is not quite right. But,
I think,
I feel like Shuri was more on
the zeitgeist?
The zeitgeist, yeah, then.
So it's funny, I've heard so many people online say that was, like, a cringy bad joke. But all the black people I talked to, like, that was a good joke.
And like,
it's so funny to, like, look at that difference. Like, we're like, that shit was fire.
It was funny because, like, it'll always be, like, it was a little dated when the movie came out, and it'll only ever get more dated, but in a funny way.
But it felt like within the context of the movie, it was
yeah.
dated when she said it.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't,
exactly.
It felt like she was memeing more so than, like, trying to be, like, this
yeah.
is what the kids say. It felt like a...
Yeah, like, Shuri is probably the only person in Wakanda who knows anything about the outside of Wakanda.
Yeah, it felt like...
She's on that Tumblr.
It felt like she knew what she was doing. It
yeah.
wasn't supposed... It didn't feel like it was a adult saying, hello, fellow kids. It felt like it was a kid saying, hey, hello, fellow kids. And, like, you are a kid.
Yeah, like me saying I crave that mineral when that's, like, a seven-year-old meme.
Yeah, I mean, she was the one who disrupted the ceremony, like, I want to challenge the king. And, like, we're... I just want to take this dress off you guys. Like, it's...
So, I'm shitting y'all.
So, like, I feel like the joke really did work, but, like, in a... I know it's dated.
Yeah, but,
memes are good. So,
yeah,
I think I'm just talking about South Africa, yeah.
Yeah, real quick final take on Aquaman is that while it had some plot issues, I thought it did a lot of subtle but interesting things with masculinity. Like Arthur, Jason Momoa's character Aquaman, is very like physically affectionate with his dad. Like he isn't, like he cries, like he hugs, like he would rather, like sometimes he gets bullheaded and wants to fight rather than talk, but like he would always rather talk than fight. Like there's a really funny scene where it kind of like subverts like getting into a bar brawl about masculinity. You can see it. It's a joke. It's like a 3-minute joke. Really quick minor spoiler alert. There's a scene in a bar after Aquaman has like saved some people and is like, there's like a whole conspiracy theory thing on the news, and Arthur's sitting at this bar with his dad and just like having a beer, and this like skinhead white guy comes up behind him and is like, "Are you that fish boy?" And he's like, "I'm the fish man." And there's
that's
like
a ridiculous joke.
This
really
tense moment between them, and then the like skinhead guy pulls out a white like an iPhone and like a pink case and says, "Can I get a selfie with you?" And it's just like
it's
exactly the opposite of the like dick measuring fight that you thought was about to happen. And so and then like it's not just, and he's like awkward for a second, but then there's like 5 like beats of like boom 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 on the screen of like more ridiculous selfies that they're all taking together.
That's pretty cool, because it's after Justice League.
Mm-hmm. And solid. like his dad is also like a Pacific Islander person, which is nice because his mom is played by Nicole Kidman, who clearly could not birth a person with the melanin of Jason Momoa.
Is she
without
like
help.
Is she like an Earth person?
She's the Atlantean one, and his dad's the.
Sure, why not? Okay. And his dad's just a guy.
Okay. Works at a lighthouse.
You know what? Whatever. It's more than we had before. It's hilarious. I'm happy.
Yeah.
The world's good.
But yeah, it was like, compared to Justice League, this is a romp. It's like a fun, enjoyable thing with great character development. Justice League was not a good movie, though. So, like, take that for what you will.
Did I ever send you any of those videos of the guy who, like, tries to not rewrite them, but just kind of change the plot? Mm-hmm. Nando V Movies. Plug for another YouTuber, or a YouTuber, we're not YouTubers, mm-hmm. I guess. It's called Nando V
Movies. We're YouTubing.
We're YouTubing, yes. Tubing is fun in the snow. But
in the water.
Yeah. He goes through like how some movies could have had more fulfilling like stories and ideas. Like he did one with The Incredibles 2,
mm-hmm.
how it could have been more fulfilling, and they made a little bit more sense contextually. That's good memes, right?
Mm-hmm.
we're next to each other, but we're sending memes still. It's because that's how we live. But yeah, I don't know. I'd like to see Aquaman. I'm not rushing on to see it.
Yeah,
Infinity
it
War's on Netflix.
Much.
I can finally watch it.
Well, that's the thing about Aquaman. It feels very much more like a Netflix movie or a Redbox movie than it does like a big screen movie. Like
that's
I don't
not
know
even
what
bad.
It is. And like yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just like it doesn't feel like DC should have poured the amount of money they poured into this movie to make a Netflix movie. But
hey, we're there.
It's all right.
Next topic, but we're going to jump into a question first. We were going to discuss this, but we had some questions, as you know, it's our annual episode, and our buddy Jorge asks us, what do you think about the new Spider-Man movie? So, we're assuming into the Spider-Verse,
mm-hmm.
And despite not seeing it, I have nothing but good things to say about it, but Steph has seen it.
Hoo-wee, y'all. This movie was a perfect movie. The soundtrack is so good. The animation is just this wild, intense, just, like, amazingly comic booky style. Like, it just, like, plays with, like, meta, like, kind of meta narrative and the comic book genre. And, like, this beautiful, just, like, cartoony but not but realistic kind of aesthetic with very bright colors. I mean, like, a little bit of epilepsy warning in the movie if you are susceptible to such a thing. But, like, it is just, even if you don't care a single whit about a Spider-Man of any universe, just watching this movie for the aesthetic of it is amazing. But
it does look very nice. Like, even just from the trailers, I'm like, ooh, this looks pretty fun and nice. I think I want to see it.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous movie. And also, like, aside from just the aesthetics of it, the writing and the character developments and the surprises and the twists are all just, like, perfectly paced and beautifully rendered, and just all of the characters are so wonderful, and there are so many Easter eggs, and I just want to hug all of them.
So it's a recommend?
It's a mediocre recommend. No, it's a, you better go get your ass off see it while it's still in theaters, recommend.
I think I want to see it. I'm so upset that I didn't see Kubo and the Two Strings in the theaters.
I still haven't seen it either.
I saw parts of it on TV, but it seems like people say, like, you should have saw it in theaters.
A theaters movie, yeah. Yeah. It was one of those that I had, like, I really love, like, a studio's animation. Like, Coraline, they do so many beautiful things, but also, like...
Coraline's nice, yeah.
It was...
Oh, bless you.
Thank you. I was conflicted about, right
in the mic.
Like...
I love it.
Right in the mic. I sat down. I dabbed. I was conflicted about the fact that they had mostly white people playing all of the characters of Japanese folklore, so it was like...
I just meant visually. You can hear it at your house.
Yeah. Visually looked amazing. But yeah, Into the Spider-Verse, like, I will come to your house and drive you to the movie theater. Like, please go see this movie. It is, like, all the people on Twitter I know of who have been pimping this movie are 100% right. This is a perfect movie. Narratively, storytelling-y, like, my mom, I always joke, like, my mom says that Spider-Man 2 is the, and, like, because this is Sony, it's referential to those original Spider-Man movies, too, which is, like, fun, like, in, like, a very brief way, but, like, a self-aware, funny way, which is amazing. It's just so good all around.
I kind of want to go see it, then.
You should maybe see it, I don't know.
I haven't seen a movie since probably Black Panther in theaters.
I mean, that was a good movie to see.
Yeah, it was, but I don't know if I've been back. That's awkward now. Now I feel weird. Wow. So that's a good recommendation, then. Into the Spider-Verse. Go see it. People are giving Spider-Man for PS4 a lot of Game of the Year awards and nominations and stuff like that, so that's good.
So what was the deal with people who were upset about the Sam Raimi, like, Spider-Man skin? Like, it was the spider suit from the original Spider-Man movies? Is that what the deal was?
So I feel so bad anytime someone asks me about, hey, what's gamer news right now? And I'm like,
it's
bullshit is what it is. It's
garbage.
So I think they had mentioned having a suit and then way long ago, and then people were complaining, like, Insomniac, where's the suit? Where's the suit? And Insomniac was like, guys, you know, there's a lot that goes on that you all don't understand. And like 2 days later, they just dropped it. Like, oh, uh-huh, Here's the Raimi suit. And people are like, oh, hey, thanks. And a lot of people are like, this is really good. I'm glad. Thank you.
Thank you for this.
There's a few people like, sorry, I was a jackass about it. You know, I shouldn't have did that, but glad to have it. Some people are like, oh, well, here's why it's different. It's not the exact suit. They lied to us. And people are like, bro, can you, like, have an ounce of chill? Like,
just a single ounce.
Like, it's not the end of the
get
world.
Get it for,
like,
Christmas. Like, ask for it for Christmas.
Like, I know that companies lie. I'm not here to big up a company. They don't need my defense. But there's a time when it's like, hey, man, there's something there, like, they're selling you. But a little bit after that is, like, little gifts. And the gifts are to get you to come back. They're not good faith gifts. But, like, hey, we appreciate your money. We'd like to get more of it in the future. Here's some suits, you know. Or I don't know if you had to buy them. I think they were just in there. But, you know, a little bit more content that you'd like to have. Because it's not really going to make us enough money to be worth it. Like, even if they're like, everybody who buys has to pay us $1. Is that a worthwhile venture for the company when they have to pay the artist? I don't know. It's more of a, like, a, hey, we're buddies, right? We're buddies. And we're not friends with companies. But if they do a buddy-buddy thing, just be chill, man. Like, it's like when people are like, oh, man, the new skins in Overwatch sucked. I'm like, bro, like, you literally didn't have to pay for them. Like,
yeah, those things were free, my bitch.
Like, you could pay to try to get them, and loot boxes are messed up and predatory. But, like, if they release a bad batch of skins, that has no effect on my life whatsoever. And I heard there's a lot of good costumes in Spider-Man.
They're so good.
And, like, you didn't have to get the Raimi one. Like, that was more of just, like, them flexing because they could.
Yeah, I mean, I was, sorry, I flashed back to the movie. All of their costumes are very good. Like, very great tweaks on the various original costumes. Spider-Gwen's isn't much different from her comic book costume, but Miles's is really cool. Like, it's black, but he, like, tags the front of it with a spider symbol, like, with, like, spray paint. It's like a suit that he takes from the original Peter's collection and spray paints black and paints the spider symbol on the front. So it's just, like, really a beautiful aesthetic. Dom's just, like, thumping his chest and, like, doing the black power fist. Like,
Miles, that good dude, man.
It's really cool.
I haven't even seen any blowback.
Because it's a perfect movie. Like, even the racists can't be angry about this movie because it's so good.
But even before that,
even the memes, like, the memes, my friend. The spider, like, the Penny Parker, the Japanese girl with the spider mecha, has a fucking Doge sticker on her fucking
mecha. I didn't know there was a spider mecha.
Yeah, she's from a universe that's, like, Evangelion, but Spider-Man. And in the comic that she was introduced in, there were actually characters in the background who looked like Asuka and Rei and
that's good.
Shinji.
Shinji getting the spider. Was it a Spider-Man comic where someone drew the Game Grumps in the background?
Yes. And the guy colored
Danny black because he has that biggest Was that a Spider-Man comic?
I don't remember. I think
Spider-Man
so.
Or Superman or something, but...
Yeah, it's like, the
Danny whatever his name is, also known as Danny Sexbang.
I
don't know his real last name, but he is not a black man, but he's in that picture, he's brown as hell.
the inker of that comic loved the Game Grumps, and the colorist had no idea who they were. They saw a guy with a big old fro.
He must be black.
Next
to Ego Raptor is very clearly Ego Raptor. It's very clearly Aaron. He's like,
Oh man.
You know, Danny Sexbang can actually sing.
Yeah,
way more talented than he needs to be for, like, a group that's sometimes a meme band and sometimes a very solid band. I don't know when is when, but. Oof. Into the Spider-Verse. Go see it. What else we got?
What else do we got?
Pokego updates. Tell me.
Cool. So, here's a thing that you can do in Pokemon Go now. I don't know if we talked about the trainer-trainer battles.
I believe we mentioned it, but I don't know how real it is.
It's here now. We can battle each other. One shitty thing about that is that it's still pretty glitchy. I've been getting a lot, like, every so often I'll get an invite, because I have a bunch of, like, Pokemon Go friends who are, like, people I have no idea who they are. Like, I posted my Pokemon code on Twitter at a point when we were all doing a challenge where you had to make more friends, and so I have, like, friends in, like, India and Japan who I know their username and have no other identifying factor about their lives.
That's a good world. That's the dream of the internet.
Right? Except that we send each other Pokemon gifts every so often, and, like, the guy in Japan keeps sending me fight invites, but they don't usually work. Like, when I click, like, accept challenge, like, it just crashes, which is a little bit annoying. That bug fix would be great.
We'll get there.
But,
Look, they've shown a commitment to improving this game since its lifespan. Like,
only gotten better.
Yeah, I was like, they're not gonna, like, work on this game, and they have. It's like, you know what? I'll give them credit. I'll give them patience, even though I don't play.
Yeah, so I appreciate that, And they've also introduced, which I am so relieved for. So, way back when they redid all the gyms to update the system to allow for raids, there used to be a mechanism by which you could challenge your own gyms.
Hmm.
And it was called training. Like, so you would fight against your own people, and it wouldn't affect the power level of the CP of the Pokemon in the gym, but it would help you level up. It was called Ace Trainer.
I love Ace Trainers. They have a good sprite model.
they're not distracted by sexual attraction.
Oh, good point. So it looks good?
So there's a...
I'm actually looking at it.
We're looking at it. We're right here. What's it called? It's a...
Achievement?
Achievement called Ace Trainer that basically stopped because when they updated the gyms to do raids, you could no longer challenge your own gyms. And so it just, like, was whatever you had at that point, you could no longer update it. They've introduced a new mechanism by which you can challenge your own gym leader. You can challenge the gym leaders to fight.
Okay.
And that instead updates the Ace Training achievement.
You should try Pokemon,
Let's Go Eevee.
You should try Let's Go Eevee since you got a Switch now.
Yeah.
It's sort of a, good interest. Oh, you're actually fighting a gym.
So, yeah, like, I can fight Blanche right here.
Who's a Magikarp?
That's her Magikarp and my Primeape. And it's nice the training battles don't affect your Pokemon CP, so you don't have to waste potions and stuff on them to heal them once they get out of the battle.
Because it's considered training.
Yeah. But it updates that. It updates that achievement, which is really great because I have a friend who has a Pokemon Go friend who was at 999. Like, to get the gold medal, you had to have 1,000 training. And
they couldn't get it.
They were at 999 and couldn't get it. So, like.
But now you can.
Which is very, like, a good update.
That's solid. See, they're updating the game. That's good news.
Yeah, they keep getting better every
time. Good job, Niantic. Again, as good as a company can be, you're doing it.
Cheers to you.
Raising it up. Shaking a little bit of beer
you better, drink up, my friend. I've had more than you, I feel like.
I had the shot, and I drank the Hanukkah beer. I'm good. My vision's not blurry, but it's laggy. It's a little laggy.
lagging.
Anything else on Pokemon Go?
No, but I just want to talk about that. That's just a cool new functionality, because trainer battles, I feel like they've been promised since, 2016. They finally came through, and it's still got some kinks, but I feel like we're working them out.
Pokemon Go to the update.
True.
Got the kinks, 69, nice, ayy.
Ayy.
And last little bit of news, I guess, before we start, devolving. The Us trailer from Jordan Peele.
Who, did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched it. That shit was weird. But it was, in the middle of the day, so it didn't, it, hit me. I'm like, oh, this dude really is fucking around. Okay. Okay, Jordan Peele.
Yeah, I watched it in full daylight, because I woke up on Christmas Day around, 11:30.
Nice.
Well, here's the thing.
I'm not talking shit.
My mom was working 7 to 3 that day, so there was no need to, get up early to open presents, because we weren't going to open them without her there. And I had to go, I woke up, I set my alarm for noon, because I had to start making scalloped potatoes, because they take, an hour to, build.
You set your alarm for noon?
Yeah, because I went to bed at, 2:30.
I would have just hoped.
I mean, I don't even know if I set my alarm, actually. I set an alarm to...
I want to just roll those dice and say, let's see if I wake up by noon.
But okay. Yeah. So,
what
are you talking about?
Us.
Yeah, so
I'm having the same troubles as you are, don't worry.
The first thing I did, I sat up from sleeping, and I looked at my phone, and I was looking at Twitter to see what was new, and everyone was talking about the Us trailer, and I was I still haven't seen Get Out, but I'm gonna watch this,
It's not related, but the man has a niche... I think maybe he doesn't actually. No, he is. I feel like there's something about being good at comedy that relates to horror,
because you understand what freaks people, what gets to people.
Yeah, I think the difference between horror and comedy, the timing's the same, but the content is different.
Getting under people's skin and in a specific way. Yeah,
pushing a reaction. Because if you time a joke or scare the wrong way. People are like, oh, that's funny. Oh, that's scary. But be like, oh, that's disturbing.
Ooh, yeah,
you have to time it right. And I think he has this niche of, niche, whatever, I don't care. It's...
Whatever, carry on.
Gif. Of, people are saying, racial horror. With the experiences of black people. If nothing else, he's making horror movies with black people. I couldn't see what the racial undertone of this might be. But it might be something that's related to the black experience. Maybe, code switching or, losing your identity in some way.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that I saw, could tell from Twitter that related to the black experience was, riding in the car with your family and listening to, classic music that you have to kind of...
Pretend
it isn't about it. the I Got Five on it,
I Got Five. That was, and then it did the, it did...
With it did, the creepy...
Yeah, what, the white hipster movies do, that shit was fire. If nothing else, the man... Because I'm going to make something interesting. Fuck with me.
I mean, I probably won't see it because, Get Out was more a thriller. And, I could...
This one seems a little bit more
horror. I could watch that and not be, fucked up for the rest of my life. This one seems, very, if I watch it, I'm never going to be able to look at my sewing scissors the same way again.
I want to know the central conceit, but it does look pretty good.
To have fucking Lupita Nyong'o and Winston Duke in a...
Oh, we got somebody.
Movie together. Bless them.
Winston Duke... Fucking again though.
What a guy.
Because he was, what's his name?
It was M'Baku.
M'Baku. Hey, someone asked for a shout out. Let's give him the shout out.
Ice Wallow.
Thanks for popping in. We appreciate you.
Yeah, we love having a listener live.
No idea who you might be, but thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
We hope you appreciate it. If you have any questions, any geeky questions,
hit us up. Give us a shout. That's what we're doing today. We're answering some questions.
We're just talking about Lupita and M'Baku.
Yeah, they're babes. That's another, if it wasn't so horrifying, that would be another, like, Pray for Your Bisexual Friends trailer.
Still, pray for us. We're turned on and we're scared. And those are completely unrelated.
It's not wrong.
I didn't really look at it closely. He looks very different with glasses than he does with, like, a fur vest.
Yeah.
Have you seen our buddy, Dimitri? He wore the,
Yeah, he, like, looks completely different in the M'Baku costume than he does as, like... Like King Day to Day. Like. Oh, yeah.
Shout outs to our friend Dimitri, whose art you can see right here. I just put it on the stream. The
he
our
drew
banner.
Us this good old banner with our faces on it.
So you should commission him if you get a chance. You should go.
He made me look just as anime as a Sailor Moon, which is true.
It's true. You live an anime life, but it is it's good artists. Go support your local arts in Columbus. True. Good con scene.
Good shit.
The Us trailer looked good. Oh, and the fucking The Twilight Zone with Jordan Peele's coming out soon.
That's going to be good stuff. Damn. This man knows what he's doing.
I mean, it's going to be Blacker Mirror.
Yeah.
That's shitty. Whatever. We in here. That's good stuff. Do you want to jump into some of these good old viewer questions? Do you want to do some, like, end of the year best of stuff?
I think you should hit music for a second, because I have to pee like nobody's business.
Okay, we're going to hit...
And then we'll be right back.
We're going to hit a quick break, so it's going to be... I'm going to do all the little mic stuff. So it's going to be some good old music. So enjoy this one. We'll be back in about 2 to 3 minutes. And we are back. Hope you enjoyed that break. We had a little bit of music. We had some Insane in the Rain from our buddy Carlos. And some Joshua Morris, 50 Rings of Riot. You always gotta have some Sonic, some Undertale. Why not have both?
Why not both?
So, you know.
Hey, you got two bi people running this podcast. Like,
we do multiple things at once. We're so great.
Why not both is like our...
It's our jam.
Like, what, the words we live by.
It's the words we live by. So we're gonna do some questions. We're still getting some in from some listeners and friends, so that's always a pleasure.
Yeah.
But what are you gonna jump into? Do you have any questions you want to start with? We have a bunch...
Let's start with some of these, like, best of questions.
Yeah, let's do that.
Move to the more goofy questions from there.
Yeah, yeah. So our friend Nancy wants to ask us, best book you read this year, best TV series, and best movie. So do you have any input on any of that stuff?
Well, best book I read this year is not a book that came out this year, but it is a book that I read this year, so I think that counts.
Does it count? Are you allowed to talk about it?
I think so.
Is it coming out next year?
No, it's been out for a couple years, but I only read it this year.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
It's called Nine Fox Gambit. It's part of the Machineries of Empire series by Yoon-Ha Lee. It is, and then it's Nine Fox Gambit, book two that I name I can't remember, and then Revenant Gun is the third one. They are, like, they redefine sci-fi in, like, a queer... amazing, like, complicated character, like, non-Western centric way, in the same way that N.K. Jemisin redefined fantasy with the Broken Earth trilogy, the fifth season, etc. It is so good. Like, I love all of the, like, I 100% strong recommendation, like, no. That for the first, like, 50 to 100 pages of the first book, you will have no fucking idea what's going on, because it's very math-based and...
Oh, yeah.
Like, the, like, all of their science is based on, like, a base 6 calendar, so, like, anything that fucks with that is, like, heretical and will upset their, like, all of their technology, but, like, it's so much more complex than that. That's just, like... one aspect of it, but the main characters are so wonderful, and, like, some of them are very bad, but in the kind of way where you want to just kind of grasp their face and be like, why are you like this? I love you even though you're bad. Really just fantastic book. They're out in paper, like, they're original paperbacks, so, like, spend less than $20 per book and get three fantastic, and the series is complete. So, like, treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
Get these amazing, like, kind of Asian-based, like, confusing math, wonderful queer sci-fi thing.
Do it, fam.
Do it. What about you?
I don't think I've read any books this year.
Did you read a book this year?
No, I can't even remember the graphic novels I may or may not have read. I feel like I read something, but I'm not going to lie to you. I read a lot more articles and posts and stuff like that, and I don't think I've read anything for work necessarily either. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to act like I'm above anybody. I just...
No shame.
I have some stuff I want to sit down and curl up with, but it just kind of comes and goes.
Look, my friend, I read enough books this year for more than two of us.
That's fair.
And I say this as a completely unhumble brag, because it's never going to happen again. I'm never going to have this time or this focus to sit down with, like, 100 manga in the last, like, 3 weeks of the year. But I read more than 365 books this year.
That includes novels and graphic novels.
I mean, like, I feel like if you're going to say graphic novels count as, like, a kid reading a book, then that counts for my graphic...
I'm just wondering if you're counting it. But not so comics,
like,
though.
Not individual comics, but, like, any trade paperbacks of, like, an ongoing series.
Trade,
like,
counts.
Graphic novels, like, standalone graphic novels, like Witch Boy or Be Prepared or something like that counts. Collected manga, like, not individual chapters, but, like...
The trade version of a manga?
The trade version of a manga counts, so, like...
Do you know the raw novel number?
Like, how many overall?
Like, how many weren't, like, graphic or manga novels? Because it still has to be over 100. Oh, yeah. Like, it's still an absurd amount. Like,
yeah. Well, I read an absurd amount of graphic novels this year, too, so, like, that's part of it, but...
Yeah, oh, good for you. Good
but yeah,
for you.
It's never gonna happen again, so I don't feel bad bragging about it.
Brag about something you've accomplished. It's not like you inherited the, like, reading books. It's not like someone gave that to you. You have to still do it. That's awesome.
I have book privilege.
would it be page privilege? I don't know. Cool. Lots of books. Yeah, I'm gonna read a lot more next year, I think. What about TV series? Any good TV series you like? I'm going to count Netflix and Hulu, obviously.
One of the only TV series that I watched this year, but by far the best, even considering the other ones I watched, is The Good Place.
Is that what you're going to go with?
That's what I'm going to go with.
Not She-Ra?
I really, 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 really love She-Ra.
What about Great British Bake Off?
And Great British Bake Off is like a balm to my soul, but...
You're going
to
go with
overall,
Good Place?
The Good Place is just so smart and so satisfying and gives me hope for the future in, like... a way that, because the writing is very, like, the theme of the story is kind of, like, people can be good, but good is not a state of being, it's a process. So, like, you have to keep trying to be good.
It's like
clean. Like, you can't...
wash up once
and be clean forever. You have to keep trying to be clean. Being good is like that, like...
I like that metaphor. That's really good.
And, like, all of the characters are very lovable. And, like, the most recent, the mid-season finale had, like, a very, like, Orphan Black-esque episode where one of the characters played all of the characters.
Okay.
And it was just, like, mind-blowing acting. And just, it's every episode is just, like, heartwarming and fun. And, like, She-Ra was wonderful in, like, a kind of thirst way. Okay. Not 100% a thirst way, but, like...
Concept thirst.
I love all these characters. I love cartoons. Like, I love this, like, kind of queer subtext. Not even subtext, honestly, that's going on, like...
Mid-text.
In this world building, but... Overall, I feel like... it hit me in different ways, like, The Good Place and She-Ra, but, like...
So Good Place is your favorite TV show of
the year? The Good Place is, like, yeah, just, like, I just want to cuddle up with it and, like... In a similar way to Nine Fucks the Machinery's Empire series, like, I just want to, like, touch all of their face and be like, you're terrible, but I love you.
That's solid. I work with that.
And it's very diverse.
That's good.
I mean, not that She-Ra isn't, but...
Yeah. I'm trying to think what I want to put as best TV series. I think it's the first year I've watched Friends. My girlfriend watched a lot of different stuff. We've been getting back into Catfish. That's not what I'm going to add, though.
That's so fun to watch, though.
It's so good. I like the first few episodes of She-Ra. You know, obviously Adventure Time had its finale this year.
Yeah, that was not stressful, but, like, very much an end of an era kind of feeling.
I watched the ending song again. Like, I keep going. Like, I was at work. I had, like, a couple minutes, but, you know, like, during lunch and stuff. I was, like, actually crying. I'm like, I haven't watched this show since Finn got the grass sword. I don't know what any of this means. And something about the song and, like, the finality of it.
Yeah.
Really brings it, I don't know, like, something about, and all the comments are like, oh, I was, like, 5 when the show started. Or I was, like, in high school, like, I was. And then people are like, and now it's over. That means a lot to me. And I'm like.
Yeah.
And first off, it was good to know that I can still cry, because if people have been listening while they're writing jokes, I can't still cry. But I want to say for best TV series, I want to say Gretzko.
Gretzko's so good.
I like it's like fun. So hashtag relatable and fun. It's and
very hashtag relatable.
Like, all the characters have something relatable about them, and it's just very fun and nice. And
yeah,
I wouldn't even say wholesome, because the word is losing meaning. But it's not a wholesome show, but it's a nice show, and it's fun. It's and relatable relaxed.
And funny and.
The millennial like, struggle.
Yeah, it's like comforting, kind of more. Yeah. Like, in the same way that British Bake Off is, like you watch and it British and you Bake feel Off like just unstressed. Warms you up. Yeah.
That's a runner up for me. Apparently, there's an American Bake Off.
Who needs it?
It's with Paul Hollywood, so that's I need it. Okay. But not anybody else. Not the rest of the cast, but just Paul Hollywood.
Do they still like help each other and love each other?
I
don't
know. I have not seen it, but my mom sent me a clip. I'm like that. Yeah, that's Paul Hollywood on the ABC.com. Also, I watched The Bachelorette and Bachelor in Paradise this year. Again, my girlfriend likes them. They are garbage, and I love them.
I have a friend who, like, we would always go for drinks on Tuesdays, but she would always, like, while The Bachelorette was running, she kept canceling on us, and I was like,
just friend, you're, watch.
Like, a really, really big lesbian. Why do you care?
It's not, I can't explain it to you, but it's fun to watch. It's,
It's trashy in a fun way. There's a reason people like trashy shit.
Yeah. And it's, I'm not acting like it's Burger King. It's just McDonald's. McDonald's is good though.
Ouch.
It's all shit. I love shit. Best movie.
What movies have I seen this
I
year?
Probably just gotta go with
it's
Black Panther, right?
It's gotta be Black Panther. Cause
I stopped to watch. I haven't watched a lot.
You haven't seen a movie since
I haven't seen
then.
Enough. Like, it's not. That's not good praise for Black Panther, which I haven't seen a lot, but I liked Thor Ragnarok a lot, too. I saw that this
was
year.
Was that of this? You
nope.
saw it this
I
year.
I saw it this year, yeah. I've watched some other movies here and there. Finally saw a bunch of, like, old Disney movies, but I guess I gotta go with Black Panther. I haven't seen a lot. Have you seen anything that you wanna shout out?
I don't know. I'm, like, gonna take a second and look at what movies come out this year, because...
That feels like cheating, but it's not.
I mean, Spider-Verse is way up there.
I'd put that. I've had some friends say that was that good. You know, I'd put that up there, but I haven't seen it, so I don't want to cheat.
Yeah, Ocean's 8 was really good in like a kind of like popcorn enjoyable way, not in like a.
When did that lesbian spy movie come out, or the bisexual spy movie, like during the during
the one with Charlize Theron?
Yeah, was that this year or last year?
I don't remember when I saw it. I'm gonna see if it's on this list though.
That feels like a last year movie for some reason. I liked that a lot though. What was
I
that
saw
called?
It in theaters.
Me too. Atomic Blonde.
Yes.
Now I can actually look it up to know when it came out. I liked that movie. It was 2017. Okay.
Okay, so that was not this year. Red Sparrow, the movie where Jennifer Lawrence played Black Widow's origin story, came out this year. I didn't see Bohemian Rhapsody, although I still kind of want to see it, even though I heard it was a little hashtag problematic.
But Dees, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I love Rami Malek. I want him. I want all the best for him.
Have the Oscar noms haven't even came out, have they? They're still under the 4-year consideration stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm gonna go with Black Panther for my favorite movie
so
this
year.
So
yeah, across this, it's between Black Panther and Into the Spider-Verse. Like, I don't have anything else that I liked more than that.
Even out of that, I have to pick Into the Spider-Verse just because I know. Let's be real, Black Panther. After the first action scene, started a little slow, and the rhinos at the end were pretty bad CGI. Like, let's... Look, I'm black as everybody else. I think Black Panther's one of the best superheroes, and I will ride or die for that. And I'm there for everyone being way too corny about Wakanda shit, especially after we've seen Harry Potter, Star Trek, and Star Wars for the last 20
years. Yeah.
But those rhinos kind of didn't look that good. Like, let's keep it real. That shit was...
Those specific rhinos were bad.
Well, you remember. You saw the movie.
I don't disagree. I'm just saying. It's funny that you're...
And the movie ended the same way like every other Marvel movie ends. Like, oh, hey, time for the main dude to fight himself, but like a different dude.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually had a point this time. as soon as Shuri is like, I made it in two colors, you're like, guess he's going to fight the other color.
Right, yeah.
I appreciate that it's the opposite color, right? Red, orange, yellow, goopy. Yeah, yellow and purple are opposite, but that's it. I really liked it, but Into the Spider-Verse probably had some...
It just...
I don't know, but Black Panther got people thinking about stuff. Because a lot of people are like, yo, yeah. Killmonger had a point. Shouldn't try to kill all white people. But I get why he wanted to.
Yeah, I feel like there was definitely, like, a lot of discourse post... I mean, like, I was using it in, like, selling points at work, like, post, Black Panther of, like, this guy had a point, he just went about it the wrong way kind of thing. Like, hashtag yeah. Killmonger was right, like...
Yeah, and people were like, well, like, what was his point? His point was that there's a lot of black people suffering, we need to stop that and prevent that.
Yeah, he just wanted to murder
his goal was genocide, and we're like, bro, probably not the right move, but... I like the first half of that statement.
Yeah.
We should get our stuff back.
Agree.
And I might as well ask for the sake of myself, but any favorite video games this year? Nancy didn't ask this, but I'm attaching.
Throwing out there.
I mean, I know you don't play as many games, but... Pokemon Go has to be your favorite
Pokemon
game.
Pokemon Go, probably. But I mean, I play it literally every day.
I'm gonna take away games that came out before. Because I should put Overwatch on there, but obviously.
It's difficult, because I don't know that I started playing any games this year besides the Mario Kart that I got yesterday.
Okay. Anything that you've appreciated from, like, a distance?
From a distance? I mean, I've been watching my brother play all of the Kingdom Hearts, like, middle games for the last, like, 2 days, and he's been explaining the plot that I don't understand to me.
Does he understand? As
he
goes.
He has a solid understanding of everything.
He has a great understanding of the Friday the 13th franchise.
Like,
as well as
he
Halloween.
Knows what's up.
I don't know what I want to put as mine. Obviously, I've still been playing Overwatch.
Because, like, I mean, I got a Switch yesterday, so any games that I have would be mobile games. And the only mobile games I have are Pokemon Go and Nico Atsume, as opposed to, like...
That got a big expansion today, right? Or
it
A expansion?
Got A expansion today. I got a new cat.
Oh, that's
a
single
new cat.
That's big. I don't know what I'm going to put as my favorite. I've played a few, actually.
Cuphead?
I feel like Cuphead was last year. But
was
I played it into this
year.
Oh,
yeah, you played it... Because you played it last Fantasy Fest.
Did I?
You brought it with you,
wow,
yeah.
I did. That was last year. Cuphead was good, though.
Whew.
Probably Celeste. I mean, Smash Bros. I think is probably the best, biggest thing that I've played this year. But I feel like kind of a meh answer.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, Smash Bros., I got in a fight with some people on Reddit. They're like, I was like, why do you guys care about what the reviews are for Smash Bros? I have some friends who never play, who don't really like Smash that much, and they were going to see how good the game was. I'm like, it's Smash. This is a Nintendo who has a reputation. Now, there's a chance this could be a piece of garbage game, but if this
is
a 10
chance?
Or a 3, who's going to be like, well, you know what? I don't like Smash Bros. I never buy it, but it's a 10, so I think I'll buy it. I'm like, I think your friends have... bad metrics for buying games.
Es posible.
Yeah, so I might say it's like Celeste, that was a big game for me. Or like the Octo expansion for Splatoon.
Mm-hmm.
I consider that something different. Still haven't beaten it yet. I've completed all the missions, but the final fight is extremely difficult. And they weren't playing around. You fight yourself from the previous game. And they cheat. So that's
cool.
Nice.
That's great.
Like actual cheating. Like they throw grenades more than you'd be out of that much ink. They use multiple specials in a row. And you're like, I'm not getting any of this. This is very. So people are like, I was like, oh, the final fight in Splatoon Octo Expansion? Oh, do you mean let's wear out the Squid Sisters song? Because you hear it enough, you're like, I don't want to hear this ever again. This is the worst song. And it comes out in Smash, you love it. So maybe Celeste or that. That's what I've played a lot. That wasn't just. More Overwatch.
Nice.
Let's jump on to the next question.
Cool.
Dumbest move in geekdom of the year. What do you got?
I had two, but I'm having trouble remembering what the second thing is.
We're talking about the comics thing.
The first thing is, Michael wanted to talk about Comicsgate, which is just like...
That's a shit show. But
it's just a shit show of people making bad stuff that isn't geek culture doing them.
It's not a misstep.
Creators,
that's just,
it's
like you wouldn't say that the Klan was an American misstep, despite the fact that it being
it's
like,
an American.
Americans are
like,
racist.
Culture.
Let's be real,
yeah.
But
like
that
like,
happened.
It's part of American culture. It isn't like a misstep.
Yeah.
Number one would probably be Marvel finally greenlighting a Black Widow movie. Nobody wants that shit at this point. They wanted that shit in 2010, and you didn't give it to them. Now we want, like, a Kamala Khan movie. Like, we don't want the sad backstory that we got, kind of got in Age of Ultron of Scarlett Johansson who can't act for 190 minutes. We don't want that.
Yeah, now that we're getting a Captain Marvel movie, we're just like, let's just give us another woman.
This is
woman.
Our white lady.
Just bring another woman in.
Bring me a woman of color now. I'm done. Like, yeah,
that's fine. Okay. That's not bad. I'm going to say the Diablo Immortal reveal at Blizzard, at BlizzCon. You took a group of very heavy PC-loving people and said, hey, here's a mobile game. So not so much the mobile games are bad, but what a lack of being able to read the room.
Yeah.
And they're like, what, you guys don't have cell phones? And I'm like, my guy, like, you can't say that. Like, that's not what the people want to hear. I think that was the dumbest move of geekdom in the year. That comes from our buddy Tony asking that question.
Yeah, what about,
maybe Sonic.
What about Ash? In Overwatch.
I don't think that was the dumbest move, but I don't think it was... I think it was... It
wasn't a smart move.
I want to make a distinction between the dumbest and the least smart.
Okay.
Because, like, that was the least smart move. Like, people wanted a woman of color, specifically a black woman.
And you gave them an albino woman.
Who's...
of a class that we didn't need.
Very classist. And then it was also, like, we need a tank and a healer. Like, here's another DPS who, at the time, really made McCree obsolete. They've since changed McCree in a way that makes him... He's not OP, but he's at the doorway of OP.
Mm-hmm.
But the way... Now he's like, yeah, you would never take him and Ash into the same fight. You'd take them in a different situation. So, things are getting a little healthy with the Brig nerf. But I'd say Ash was not a dumb move, but maybe like a... You could have did... This was the least smart thing you could have done. That said, mm-hmm. It got impressed. People like Ash, so... Any other dumb stuff?
I'll probably think of whatever the second thing I...
Okay.
If you think I had was in a while, but I don't remember what it is now.
Here's one from our buddy Andrew. Who's your favorite waifu husbando that begins with a vowel? Who you got?
I had to think about this for a while because I kept running against consonant spouses. I'm gonna go with Akira Toya, even though that's his first name in in Japanese, it tends to be referred to by Toya and not Akira. But,
maybe we're also, from, you know, romanizing things anyway.
Exactly. He's from Hikaru no Go, which is my 100% number one favorite manga and anime series ever.
Does it have to be, like, an anime thing? Or can it just be, like,
a virtual person? Oh, no, it doesn't have to be. That's just, like, the first vowel one that I thought of.
Oh, okay, cool.
He's just, like, an awkward preteen and then teen who... is very in love with the game of Go and very in love with the protagonist of the show, Hikaru. Not bad. It's very good. I can't speak highly enough of this show. Like, think, like, Into the Spider-Verse levels of recommendation. Go watch Hikaru no Go. It's so good.
I want to be a badass and say Anna Amari, but I'm going to go with Amethyst from Steven Universe.
Oh, solid selection.
She's quite lovely.
She's good.
And she... I've seen...
She's kind of a waifu and a husband.
Yeah, I was going to say, she does some shape-shifting and people have made theories. I'm going to, going to check both those boxes. Thanks, Andrew. Let's jump to a different person. Let's jump to Jen D, a friend of a friend. A friend wants to know why the answer to the ultimate question is 42.
So do you know the origin of this?
It's the Hitchhiker's Guide.
Correct.
It's been referenced endlessly.
Yeah, it's more about endlessly. The original reference to it is from Hitchhiker's Guide, where some species has been has built this, like, ultra computer to calculate the answer to the meaning of life, and it turns out 42, at which point they realize they didn't know what the question was.
Okay.
And therefore, like, at some point, the answer is 42, but we don't know what the question that leads to 42 is.
That's interesting. I like that.
And, like, honestly, one of my... It's not my least favorite times table, but I feel like 6x9 or 6x7 is one of my middlest times tables. Like, cause do you have a favorite multiplication?
5 times 5, yeah.
Thank you.
Because I'm a 5 guy, so I like 5s.
Yeah.
That's not a ridiculous
question.
I like
9 times 6.
9 times 6 is a good one.
I like 9 plus 6, too. It's very satisfying. It becomes 15. It's, like, opposites of each other, and then 15 is, like, a multiple of 5 in a satisfying way.
Okay, I like that.
It's the same way in, like, I'm one of those people who can only ever have the volume on, like, an even number or multiple of 5.
That's fair.
So, like...
Yeah, I feel like 5s get to be with even numbers because they can change
into them. Because they're so round.
Well, I mean, the actual answer, I think, is the person just picked a random number. But 42 feels good, you know, it's 4 is double 2. Two mm-hmm. doubles into 4.
Like, 7, it has 7 sixes in it. 7's like a whatchamacall, like a very, like, fraught number in a lot of symbologies, as is 6.
Well, you look at the number 42, it's a mm-hmm. single number, 1. It has 2 numbers in it, 4 and 2.
It divides it down to 3 factors.
I was going to say 3 syllables, 4T2. As a 4.
As well as 2 times 3 times 2. Or 2 times 3 times 7, that's 3 prime numbers.
So it has a lot of significance. That's why it's the meaning to life.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's not a Fibonacci sequence, but it's like the Fibonacci sequence of life.
Yeah.
In reverse.
Sure. Put your thing down, flip it, and reverse it. And the thing is 42.
Here's another one from
our
buddy Andrew. Why did my phone autocorrect vowel to bow?
And that was in reference to the previous question, who is your wife/husband that begins with a vowel. I'm going to say, buddy.
And he was talking to me.
That's because you type bow more than you type vowel.
That's the actual
That's how autocorrect works. I don't have it on because I don't want to know what my brain thinks more often.
It's because booty is life. So here's one. This is an in-depth one from our buddy Zach. Scenario question. Sentient life exists on another habitable planet, but not evolved from primates. So, you know, they don't have the same lineage as us. What species
have,
would
like,
you...
have, like, opposable thumbs and stuff.
Yeah. What species would you fear the most if you had to battle them in Smash Bros? In both of these situations. With standard controllers, or if they could use a controller of their own design? So what kind of creature would we want to fight? Like, we could take this two ways. Like, we can make up a species or there's a species that exists.
So, standard controller, like, I'm a key smasher.
Like, GameCube or, like, Wii U, or, like, Switch Pro controller. Standard.
I feel like a handheld, like a GameCube style controller. Really, any with lots of buttons. The thing that I would fear the most is some sort of octopodal creature that had more limbs than me.
So something that could put like a finger on every button.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that's that makes sense. That would work on a controller they made up or a GameCube controller. So that's the one you'd fear the most.
That's a standard controller.
Okay.
For a controller they made up themselves, I would fear a hummingbird-based creature because they are so fast. These little shits are so fast.
That's a good answer. I'd fear... What is that? A Klingon ching. Because they're warrior people.
They're warrior people. For so like they a would standard controller, they would just take it very
they would
seriously.
Just they'd be so serious, I don't think I'd be able to surpass them. A creature of their own design? Yeah, I'd fear something that would be able to simplify it in the... it's not evolved from primates, so I guess a Klingon would be a primate in a way. So I can't count them.
But I mean, like, not from Earth primate. But they are, like, humanoid. And
yeah, that feels kind of cheaty, so I'm going to pick something else.
Okay.
I guess it's all stuff that has different limbs, right?
Yeah. Bird person?
Bird person, yeah, he's a bird. I would not fear bird people. They have, like, very simple desires.
It's true.
I fear a Meeseeks. They seem to be able to get anything done or
they'd
figure it out.
They would keep making new Meeseeks to...
Hey, help me press this button.
Solve the problem.
And they're not primates. Something with their own design, I guess I'd pick a... some kind of tentacle monster, like a slime. Like, an anime hentai tentacle monster I'd fear the most.
Yeah, that's the scary stuff.
And I guess the last one, another from our buddy Andrew. What's your favorite fraction? Would it be 42 over 6 or 7 for you?
Absolutely not.
I want to be an asshole and say 3/5
because
that's just historical
because
context.
You're black.
No, yeah, because they fucked us with that.
I like. Man, fractions are good. That's hard.
I do like 4/5. It just feels complete to me.
That's satisfying.
Like with 20ths and stuff like that.
Yeah. Because I've got, as we've clearly pointed out, I've got times tables.
The volume. It's a weird question, honestly.
But, like, people have them. It's not unrealistic.
It's not unrealistic. That's what makes it even more weird. How about 207 divided by 3? Nice.
Nice.
it's a good fraction, fam.
I like 2/3.
2/3 is a good one.
66.6. It's got a little bit of, like, creepy sus business there.
Because it goes forever?
Well, because it's 66.6, and then it also goes forever. Just 6 more is all the way down.
That is creepy.
22/7 is also good because it's pi, and did you know that I can recite pi to 20 digits?
I know that now.
Now you know.
And nouns half of the pi. That's an interesting question. We have one more, like, right under the wire. This came in, like, 7 minutes ago.
Ooh.
From our buddy Gian with Alley-Oop from Ryan. Why don't they use a Phoenix Down when Sephiroth kills Aeris in Final Fantasy VII or a Full Life? So, basically...
Explain to me what that means.
Do you know?
No.
Oh, so in Final Fantasy VII, in many RPGs, there are items you can use to bring your party back to life.
Mm-hmm.
So if they die in a battle, or Pokemon faint in a battle or die, you can use an item to bring them back to life.
Mm-hmm.
Or give them more energy so that they have their health back. Potions, that kind of thing, like in Pokemon Go. So when somebody dies, that's kind of like the joke I made earlier, the ludonarrative dissonance, or other kind of dissonance. Like, well, when people die regularly, we give them an item and it brings them back. Why did they bring an item back?
Uh-huh.
Why didn't they bring her back this time?
Yeah, why didn't they bring
It's always been, like, a funny thing to bring... Like, obviously, within this story, it makes sense, but within the game mechanics... Because of plot convenience, I think. Everyone's favorite game theorist, MatPat, had this theory that there is a way that you can stab somebody through their spine where they don't die. It's possible.
Mm-hmm. And it says, I mean, anything's possible. Yeah. You can shoot somebody in the head and they won't die.
Yeah. But there's, like, a very, like, actual, like...
angle.
Like, if you look at it, like, he stabbed her in a way that, like, that wouldn't kill you. That would actually just paralyze you.
Mm-hmm.
And Cloud was like, oh, no, she's dead. So he put her on the water and she sank. He's like, Cloud actually killed her.
Well, she's drowned now.
Yeah. So the theory is they didn't use a Phoenix Down because she wasn't dead. I think, honestly... when you're so guilt-stricken, because they weren't in a battle. He, like, jumped out of a... I don't remember the cutscene. I didn't watch it. But like
I never played this shit.
It looked like he ambushed them, so mm-hmm. they weren't in a battle mindset, so he didn't
the
think
The only thing
he's...
I've ever watched is the movie.
Advent Children?
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's probably already dead by then.
She's dead by then, but, yeah. Like, holy shit, that was, like, 2007, and those graphics were, like...
beautiful.
Like, lifelike.
They killed it. The reason I think they didn't use a Phoenix Down... they weren't in a battle, so they weren't thinking about it. They just thought someone was straight up dead. I don't know, guys. It's one for the ages. Why did Lance cheat in Pokemon Red and Blue? He actually cheated.
That's rude.
Yeah, he had Dragonites at a level where Dragonites don't exist. You can't catch them in the wild. And they knew a move that Dragonites to this day still don't know.
Yikes.
Yeah.
He was that good. What about fucking Gary, who had 10 badges and 8 regions?
He went to Johto.
He just went to a region that didn't exist yet.
I mean, those weren't League badges. Let's keep it real. Gary was... he also drove a car.
There's he could drive all over Japan.
There's no rules in Kanto. Like, he was like a 10-year-old with a car. Who cares?
Hmm? My reason is because only the hands of a king are healing hands. Which is from Lord of the Rings, because I don't know anything about Final Fantasy VII except that they're, like, eco-terrorists. So
they are, but it's a good... sometimes you need that.
Yeah, I mean, like, I am wholly on the side of eco-terrorists. Come at me, NSA.
Even Sephiroth was like, yo, my life is messed up, that's why I'm mad.
Part of the like, plot of Aquaman, like, the use the word.
Canon? Story?
Like, the conflict.
Oh, okay.
I was, like, whacking my hands together trying to symbolize conflict. Part of the conflict of Aquaman is that the Aquaman's half-brother, who is fully Atlantean, is trying to become Ocean Master, which means he has to...
Ocean Master means he has to
get the allegiance of at least four of the seven, like, tribes of the ocean.
Maybe the seven seas.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. He's just called Ariel.
I can't remember what his fucking name is, like Orlok or something like that.
It's not Namor?
It is five letters and it starts with an O. I don't know what it is.
Orisa.
That's how memorable this film was. But he wants to attack the surface dwellers because they have done nothing but harm the ocean, and his first salvo in this attack is to throw all of the pollution from the ocean back onto the shores of the land.
If you could figure it out, it would work.
And I was like, yeah, we deserve this shit. Like, please give it to us. We don't want it, like... We are at fault. Like, I want Aquaman to win because he's nice and I don't want to die, but, like, you're not wrong, Orlok or whatever your name is.
Orbot.
Humans have done nothing but fuck up the ocean for at least 300 years, if not longer.
Probably longer. But then we didn't know it better.
Yeah, I mean, like, whaling was big in the 1800s and, like, yeah, pollution started... Like, carbon pollution really started around then.
So, we were throwing people off of boats even before that, though. And that
wasn't great. Yeah, but then great. just, like, a shark would eat them and it would be fine.
I hope so.
It's less polluted than, like, plastic. Like, a body decomposes.
Plastic bodies. We did it!
Whew!
Happy New Year. We answered some questions. We got fairly decently tipsy.
I'm pretty tipsy, my friends.
Cool, we did it.
I don't know what I'm doing next, but...
I'm gonna hang out or something.
Hang out.
Hey!
That's the goal.
We want to say thank you so much for another splendid year of character reveal and geekly reveal and Finding 5 O'Clock. We know we've been sparse at times. We've been unresponsive or not as the best we could be, but we're trying to get better. And we've done a lot of weeks in a row, I think.
Unresponsive isn't exactly the right word.
Unresponsive isn't, but, like, missing but like, weeks.
Yeah, just un... Sequential, yes. Repetitive. That's not even the right word, but I've had a lot of alcohol so far. So, we haven't been regular. We're working on it.
We're trying to be more regular.
In all aspects of our life, we are trying to be more regular.
We got it, chat.
Eventually, I'm going to get my shit together for the pilot that I want to bring you.
There's some good stuff on the horizon.
We got some people lined up for interviews, I think, coming up in the new year. 2019 is 20 by teen, and that's our year to shine. So actually, that's we're coming true. In.
Yeah. So we appreciate you all, whether you've been a Patreon donor, whether you've just listened to the episodes on a browser, on your phone, on YouTube, you know, no matter what you do. We appreciate it and we respect it, so thanks again. Cheers to Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Winter Solstice.
All the holidays.
Happy Buckland Day. Happy New Year.
Happy hashtag holidays.
And to close us off, Steph, would you like to give them the social media biz?
Yeah, I remember all that stuff. Dom is on the internet everywhere, at Brother Dom, BROTHADOM. No hardy R. Jeez, why would he do that? He just went to the bathroom. I am on the internet at HellaSteph on Instagram, at CaptainSteph on Tumblr, at the Snowqueer on Tumblr, at CaptainSteph on Twitter. We are all over the internet as a podcast. We're on Instagram at CharacterReveal. We are on Twitter at CharacterRev. That's Character R-E-V, two R's in the middle. No punctuation. We are on Facebook if you Google Character Reveal. And by Google, I mean the generic search verb. If you search on Facebook for Character Reveal, we will come up. If you want to listen to us, you can listen to us on pretty much any podcast catcher of your choice. You can hit us up on Stitcher. You can hit us up on Google Play Podcasts. You can hit us up on iTunes. If you hit us up there... It would be great if you left a review or some stars. Let us know how we're doing. Because we always want to do better. And if you like us how we are, that's great. If you think there are better things we could do, we want to know. We need that input.
Sounds good to me.
And if you want to listen to us on your browser, you can hit us up at the characterreveal.simplecast.fm. think that's all the biz.
I think that's the biz. Behind the curtain, I ran to the bathroom. I told them. Oh, you did? Cool.
Yeah, I couldn't hear that perfectly.
Snitches? Wow. You must be a golden ball with wings. I think that's everything,
Steph. They get stitches, which is what I got after I had to after I shaved my legs for the first time since New York Comic Con.
Whoa. You're a different person.
There ain't any hair on those legs.
Tharby smoothness.
Tharby smoothness. Lucy smooth.
I love this shit.
Patreon. He's the Patreon pusher, but none of us mentioned Patreon. If you want to support us financially, you can hit us up at patreon.com/character reveal.
Yeah. And we should do like a Patreon questions section or some kind of thing. We're doing all kinds of stuff, so we're trying to get better. We are. Let me just do a one last pass to make sure we don't have any more questions, which it appears we do not. We have pushed all the social media biz. I think we have given a full, nice, lovely episode. So once again, as always, thank you for listening to another episode of Geekly Reveal. We hope you have a happy new year, whether you're listening to this on stream or on the podcast. It'll be out on
the podcast will be out on Monday. New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve. So, you know, listen to us before you go out and have your parties. Whether you're drinking, whether you're staying in, whether you're driving sober or calling an Uber, please be safe, whether you drink or not. Have a happy new year, all the happy holidays, and until next time, see you later.
Bye.
Kicking the music back in, and we are done, right? We did it, right? See y'all.